Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
I want to teach you a secret this morning. Is that okay? It's going to bless you and help you a great deal. So we're going to pick lessons. You can title it Lessons from Cain and Abel. Just a very simple conversation. Or lessons from Cain and Abel. And the reason why this teaching is very important, please look up. I'm going to give a background to it. I'm going to share a few things with you. Background will contain where it first affects ministers. All right? And then how it affects the pew. I'm going to share personal experience. Years back, I observed that there is the tendency. I just observed for ministers to teach the subject of giving out of offense. Okay? I just saw it and I didn't like it. But as I looked closer, I saw that it was because most times there was no financial plan even for ministries. And I saw that, in fact, it was one of the leading causes why many churches don't grow. Okay? Because I also saw that in most of those cases, the pastor's personal finance is directly connected to what people give. So I didn't like it. So, I started checking who are those ministers who are teaching giving correctly. And I observed that one of the first things is that their personal finance is not connected to it. So, their emotions is not interwoven with it. Okay? So, I had to beg God to help me and give me insight so that I don't have to, you know what I'm saying, just a personal prayer, depend on church to be fine. And he heard me. He heard me well. And I had to make a commitment that the church will not outgive me. It's a personal commitment. I want to stand before God on the last day with a clean hand, a pure heart, that we have not defrauded anyone or cajoled people. So, I also saw that many Christians are frustrated. And they give out of frustration, hence no results. But since those things are directly connected to urgent needs, the church does not have the boldness to say, if you are not convenient, stop. Okay? So having seen all these things, and if there's any subject that has been taught out of proportion, maybe after the subject of grace, we'll now take giving. Sometimes people just don't know about it that much. And that's why you need to listen this morning. And then we can have an understanding. Okay? And we can pick lessons from Cain and Abel. I wanted to say a few things. I'm going to give you some tips this morning, and it's going to really help you. Is that okay? It will help you well. So, let me give you an instance. The foundation you must have in your heart to have a good heart towards giving is that God is not a burden. So, write that down in capital letter. God is not a burden. Let me give you this illustration. If I come to your house, okay, and I say to you, I want you to make me fried rice. I say, I'm going to come and visit you on Monday. How would you prepare? You want to prepare well. I say, let me quickly, right? Because it must be from the fact that you have something settled in your heart that beyond the physical things you can prepare for, there is something money can buy that will drop. Do you understand that? So, let's get the foundation. God is not a burden. Now, let's go to the lesson. Genesis 4. So, I said the first things so you can understand that whether it is giving of first fruit, giving of tithe, giving of anything, my personal life and finance is not interwoven. I'm disconnected. Is that okay? Amen. So we can have a clear understanding. I'm teaching scriptures now. Genesis 4. Adam knew his wife, and she conceived by knowing her. So, and bare Cain. And then said, I've begotten a man from the Lord. At least we can see that Cain is from the Lord. It's not from the devil. And bear again. And again, bear his brother Abel. And I don't even know why they named him Abel, because it wasn't nice. It was like they sealed his fate. Because Abel means someone who is here today and dead and gone tomorrow. That's the meaning. Vapor. Someone who won't last. How do you name a child that? But somehow, even after the fall, they were largely prophetic. Because the nature was thick in them. I want us to read, then pick lessons. Is that okay? And just lessons. That's all I want to show you. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. And Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought off the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and unto his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to him, Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at thy door, and unto thee shall his desire be, and thou shalt rule over him. So let's just stop there. So the two guys, one was tilling the ground, one was a farmer, the other guy was an herdsman, or one who was keeping or tending sheep. Bible says that the time came, they both offered sacrifice, they gave to God, and then God respected Abel and his offering, and did not respect Cain and his offering. You look at this scripture, you want to ask, is it that God does not like cabbage, cucumbers, garlics, and all those things? Is it that God likes ram and goat or something? It's questions that, why did God reject the offering of Cain? Because there's been no record to Cain doing anything bad. There's been no record. It's not killed before. It was not so. Look at it at face value. Why did you? Sometimes you may want to think that maybe because Abel gave God what God liked, Cain did not give God what God liked. You know? When I eat something, sometimes I go for meetings and they don't ask what I like. And then they cook something and the thing is just this thing. I'm looking at it and pitying myself. I say, oh, how I wish I came with my wife. You know. Sometimes, so you may feel that's the case. Maybe it was a case of God like what Abel was bringing, because it has blood. God did not like what Cain was bringing. What's that blood? In everything God has given to you, that can be true. All right? Because God will not eat the boat in the first place. Is that okay? And what God does is that he gives seed to the sower and he gives bread to the eater. So in everything God has given to you, there is bread and there is seed. Whether what you are dealing with is sand, or what you are dealing with is metals, or what you are dealing with and all that. So it's not about the cabbage and all those things and the wheat or the barley that came brought. Maybe it was about something deeper. Maybe he missed the most important point about God. Because there is a clear difference between giving and dropping. Let me explain. I remember. Okay, don't let me share this story. Giving to God is that I'm giving from the abundance of what he has blessed me with. It's not dropping. You drop to beggars. But when you are giving to the one who is not lacking, it can't be dropping. It's with a revelation. In fact, it is with appreciation. You know what I'm saying? If you have the privilege of meeting the governor of this state, and the governor says to you, what did you bring for me? You get what I'm saying? If you probably, all right, I mean, for those of you who have been learning here, you know you don't go to such place empty-handed, and you bring the thing out. You give it with what? Appreciation. You feel privileged. The reason why people don't give with appreciation again is because their revelation has moved from giving to God to giving to the church or the pastor. They've lost sight. Many have lost sight of it. And the moment you lose that heart that I'm not giving to the church, I'm giving to God. All right? There is something that will accompany that posture that will not be there. Once you miss that fire, and it's easy to be missed. It's very, very easy to be missed. It's easy to be missed. Just feel, okay, so church is saying this. Okay, this is it. Mm-mm. There's something there. All right? Look at it now. The Bible said, go back to verse 3 now. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, brought of the fruit of the ground an offering. Now look at this. The Bible said Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering. Somebody say of the fruit of the ground. Say it again. An offering. All right. He offered to God of what he had. It's a very simple thing. There's no sin here. So don't even think about it. He gave what he had. So he didn't commit any sin. Are you following what I'm saying here? He didn't commit any sin. He simply gave what he had. All right? Now look at verse 4. And Abel also brought up the firstlings of his flock. So the issue is that when he got to the case of Abel, there was specification. That's the difference. All right? Give me this verse 4 now in Message. Is it Message or Amplified? Let me check. I'm not sure you have that translation. Okay. This is a very serious one now. And Abel brought of the firstborn and of the fat portions. Now, look at what CB translation says. It said, while Abel presented his flock's oldest offspring with their fat, the Lord looked favorably on Abel. You see, first, understand that God, say after me, God is majesty. Say it again, God is majesty. Now, I'm not just saying he's majestic. He is the definition of majesty. There is no royal highness that is compared to him. Amen. I remember there was a time I was at the airport waiting for my flight. And you know Nigeria, they keep moving your flight for hours. And while we were there, suddenly one sound, bah, 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 everywhere. Shh. It was one of the kings passing. He's going to take his private jet. And he passed and just waved. You could see the honor. When you have the privilege to host such a man, you outdo yourself. Now, you must understand that around the corridors of power, it is not just what you do that communicates. It is the attitude with which it is done. Never at any point must you communicate that hosting you is stressing me. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, you see, you've got to learn these things. Never at any point can you communicate that, just buy this, buy. Mm-mm. The king, was he the king of Saudi Arabia during the time of Trump, when Trump was in power, was going to visit America. How many of you saw that story? First was the fact that, you know, the kind of hotel you want to host that man, not 5-star. I mean, 5-star. I think 7-star hotel. Is there anything after 7-star? I think that's the peak. I think we only have few 7-star hotels. Don't mind the ones they tell you in Nigeria. Oh, Yama Jebi Efo. Oh, God. A mosquito will chop your life and almost eat your destiny. There are hotels that when you go to, everything communicates that you are special. From the waiters, to those who are receiving you, to the kind of door, the lock, you will not be poor. To the ambience, not the one you'll have to open window for the smell to first go out of the room. They've used one funny insect air freshener that wants to choke your life. Even the bed is not foam. It's the pillows. It takes the shape of your head. No matter, it just accommodates you. Most times what you are paying for is not just the night, it's the treatment. So when this king was going to come to America, first, they booked down the entire hotel 7 days before his arrival. Nobody could book that hotel. All the rooms, nobody could book the hotel. Then they came with his special cooks. So some of them came all the way just to prepare. They used a plane to carry his teas. It's just tea that they would drink. And there are special chefs that makes those tea. I'm talking about a king on the head now. Okay? And then different cooks came for different purposes just to prepare different things and different meal. You hear they went to go and they used a plane to fly just one tofu from Turkey and went to Canada to buy special strawberries that they're going to use for some special ice creams. Before they came, the one that was bringing from the plane was custom made, pure gold. I'm talking about the kings of this earth. So when you want to receive such a man, you receive him at his level. You must understand that the kind of things that can communicate honor to this fellow is not normal. Okay? See? Now, many of God's children give and not see the result of giving. Because in the process, they've said it through their actions that you are stressing me. And let me say this to you. I become afraid of the church when I have to teach giving. Because that's when demons can be provoked and people. And, oh God, have mercy. And it's a very serious stuff. You have to learn it. See, each time you have the privilege, whether in offering or in tithe or in first fruit, the moment you communicate it that God is stressing you, you've lost the fragrance. That's it. You've lost the fragrance. You've lost the fragrance. See, you must step beyond compulsory giving to giving as a love language. Are you following what I'm saying here? Those of you at the back, can you hear me? Say amen if you can hear me. All right. Given with the understanding that I feel privileged. Look up, everybody. I don't want to go further into my personal walk with God and the way certain things work. But I see that sometimes God now feels convenient with you. And he begins to talk to you. And the tone he started using start looking like the tone of a lover. I'm telling you personal experience. Are you following what I'm saying? And sometimes I hear God say, celebrate me now. And, do it. All right? Does he need it? No. But he needs that expression of love. The sweet-smelling sacrifice is the fact that there is a place in my heart that is just for him. And the way it is displayed is that he comes first. What was the difference between Cain and Abel? Abel was specific about the kind. He actually gave God his best. And the Bible said God respected it. That's it. That's the way we walk. It's better not to give if you not do it the right way. It's better. Why stress yourself? He gave God his best, the first links, the fattest, the most mature, not just the most mature, they were actually the most mature firstborns. Yes, special animals with some fat. That was what he gathered. Say, God have it. God said, I respect this. But Abel just brought from some of the things he had. Cain just brought from some of the things he had. And then said, I have cucumber. I'm going to take cucumber. If it is honor, it must be special. Amen? Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, let me tell you this. I have a very, very a robust relationship with my father now. Not just my spiritual father, but with also my spiritual father. And we talk at length every time. So, whenever I'm with my father, I've said this, I go to the market myself and select some sizes of fresh fish. Select. And when I'm selecting, I select the best, the biggest. They give me this one, then that one. Then I make it for him. Because I learned early that greatness is not a function of strength. There are things that you call on your life that makes your journey fast. Honor is the will. And if it is honor, it is special. Church, are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? It must be done intentionally. It must be done intentionally. Correct intentions. It must be done. Now, I shared the story with you. I mean, my wife just came in one day and then just said, she said she was going to get a few things and then said, in a certain amount, I said, go ahead, it's yours. Came back and then brought some things and then said, this is for you. I gave the money. But I was not expecting this for me. I actually wept. Was it because I couldn't afford it? No, a man who gives the money can afford it now. But because the kind of satisfaction I got, I could not get it buying it for myself. That's why God has raised you to give him honor. It's not because he lacks it, but because it's sweetest when it's from you. How do you now prepare that and just throw it at his table? I was almost going to weep when I saw that in the entire church, those who gave first fruit are less than 80. Plus sons and daughters. I just said, God, just help me. So people don't think that. She said, what? What's happening? How does everyone just change when it comes to this? Because we don't have understanding yet. It's a privilege. The one we're giving to is not broke. He just He gave you and said, give me. I'll feel loved. What kind of humility is that? Was it not the one that blessed Solomon to offer the 1,000 burnt offerings? How come he said he's touched by what he blessed somebody? Because even when God, he knows man that even after he has given him, it takes a man who has a heart to give him back. That's why he's honored when he finds one. And it's always scarce. It's always scarce. I would have loved to ask a question, but I will not ask you to stand up for the sake of publicity so nobody set eyes on anybody and all that. But how many of you observed that when you gave your first fruit, God whispered and said, give me more? You say, but God, everybody says, you give me more. That's a level of respect. He's telling you that I have observed you and I can trust you to do it. Nothing confirms trust more than that, though. It shows you where you belong in his heart, that he has observed you. Whenever that happens, the response should not be cry or distress. The response should be a feeling of privilege. That of everyone, God, me, I'm grateful. Such a privilege. What do you want? Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? Less. Listen. You know, I'm telling you, it's not like I'm careful with you, but my eyes have seen things now, so there's a lot of reasons why one must be. So, well, if I don't teach you this, then I've sinned to God. Are you following what I'm saying there? Let me show you a scripture. Second Samuel 24. And I'm going to wrap up in Malachi. Second Samuel chapter number 24. If you're there, please say amen. Let's start the reading. So David was trying to gather a few things in preparation for. But of course, you know, this was like a throwback image here. Let's start reading from verse 22. And Arauna said to David, let my lord the king take and offer up that which seemeth good to him. Behold, there be oxen for burnt sacrifice, threshing instrument, and other instrument of oxen for wood. And these things did Arauna as the king gave, give unto the king. And Arauna said unto the king, the Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said to Arauna, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which did cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels. Somebody was saying, I'm giving you this. But this was the mentality of David. If you are giving me, and I'm saying it's unto God, then you gave it to God. I must pay. Because the significance of giving is what it cost me. All right? That's the significance. It's not sacrifice if it's not painful. But see, that word pain, let me explain it. How many of you have, at one point or the other, you've gone to the gym at one point or the other? Let me see your hands up. And if you are like me, who has dropped out for a while, let me see your hands up. You've gone to the gym. Many men will go back to the gym this year. I'm going to talk to your wife. Send him out by 6 a.m. Okay? But listen, when you go to the gym for the first time, particularly if it's your first time ever, the first day, they will have to carry you somehow, and package you. God help you. Do and do it the way you have eaten a bar. You scatter the entire muscles. Somebody will have to help you. All right? But that's not the end of it. It will be as painful as that if you keep giving gaps. So what do you do? Go back again. It will still be painful, but not as much as before. Then over time, your body adjusts. And that's it. Are you seeing that now? So it is the initial level of sacrifice that is painful. With time, it becomes a lifestyle. In fact, the end of it is that there's nothing you hold more than God. That's the end of it. And the reason why it is difficult is, in fact, that's the ultimate test of your trust for God and your love for God. Money test. That's the ultimate. It is so, money is so serious that in marriage, people don't mind giving each other their body except their money. Have you seen that? Yes, it's that deep. So you think what is most difficult to give is your body? No, it's your money. They've given each other their body, say, I'm yours too. What? I saw a debit alert of 5,000 from my ATM. Please, who did that? Please, when I'm talking, look at me. Who did that? Say, but who have become one? Say, give me this money. Have you seen the money is deep? Who have become one, but your money is your money. Don't leave my money alone. Money is deep. And that's why you must become faithful in this unrighteous mammon. You must. I want to show you a scripture. Now, look over what if I show you that scripture. You must decide that money will stay in its place. It's a tool for the job. That's what it is. Are you following what I'm saying there? Uh-huh. Money has its place. It must not rule over you. Now, listen, sometimes I ask people, because why didn't you give your first fruit? Say, this came up. It's because you don't have understanding. Now, do you think by starving God of what belongs to him to service that, who will now bless it? Did you think about that? Sometimes the issue is not what came up. The issue is that you don't have a heart for it. That's simple. You see, I can't fault what I'm saying, but I'm talking to you from, if Jesus comes now, he sees what I'm saying is from the right depth of my heart. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? See, every time something will come up, are you following what I'm saying there? The issue is not what is coming up. The issue is, it's simple. You do not have a heart for it yet. Either for the amount or for the way God is in your heart. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to warn you. Every teaching I've taught you about greatness, all those things, we are inspired, we are this. If you don't master this one, God, you see, the end of it is that it is God who trusts men with lifting. And the way he trusts men is that he sees that money will not take a seat in their lives. Are you following what I'm saying here? You must pass the money test. And I said something to you, those who are sons and daughters, on sons and daughters platform, you saw it. That the highest salary we put on your table is food. Salary does not bring riches. God is the one that makes rich. It doesn't. And how long will it take? How come you understand every other thing apart from this? It shows that it's deep. And the way God helped me to deal with it is a daily practice, like you are gymming. You exercise yourself to godliness. Do you get what I'm saying here? I kept releasing, giving. It's painful. Give. Till it became a lifestyle. Now, sometimes when I talk, you may feel maybe I'm boasting, but I'm saying it, and I stand before God. Most of the things I do, you have no idea of 1% of them. Maybe if you now encounter someone who has been a beneficiary, they will now say, you don't know this person. Do you get what I'm saying? But whenever it concerns you, then I talk. Sometimes I've marveled that how come my offering is more than the offering of two centers combined. Is it that people are not blessed there? They are, but they don't know how to. It's the fact. It's not a revelation. They just do it. Yes. And some have not catch. You catch every other thing apart from this is it. I've told you A is equals to B is equals to C is equals to D. Story from Abraham. Leaving his father's house as important as trusting God was as important as entertaining those visitors was as important as sacrificing Isaac. They are all important. Say, I'm inspired. If that hand of God does not come on you based on trust, you will understand that the race is not to the swift. See, I've seen that giving is one of the ultimate tests of humility. Because I've found out that I don't have the wisdom it takes to convert this to what it should be. I trust you by putting my life in your hands. Have it. You must get this one. You must get it. Sphere of Light Church. Get this. Once you get this one, plus those other ones, forget it. We should just begin to watch you rise. But if you get all someone saying, I'm inspired. See, let me tell you something. You say, we are giving first fruit. However, something came up. I have to give me an example now, because I don't want to say anything. Because people have sent me messages, I didn't read them, so that I can speak from a pure conscience. And sometimes some members need to ask God for mercy for the way they've treated their pastors. Preach from the integrity of our heart, from depth of desire only to see God lift His people. Oh boy. If God is not calling you, don't run to ministry. The same people that God has sent you to, they are the ones that will send you to lion's mouth. Very, very vicious attacks. Sometimes people don't know that the man of God too has emotions. And that's why I start by telling you that my personal finance is not connected to this. I give. I give first. Alright? And I think in this entire church, nobody gave the size of first fruit I gave and my wife. Individually. I'm just being honest with you. So we are not consumers. We know what we're saying, what we're doing. Are you following what I'm saying here? It has to be a revelation. Let me see if I can show you this scripture as I wrap up. Malachi, please. I think Malachi chapter number 2. By the way, before I read this, are you aware that first fruit is our response to the covenant of ease? It will take a level of arrogance to despise it. It will. You must be strong to get things done by yourself. I've seen favor and help come the way of people that they could never have worked for. You will never eat from hand to mouth. Say that amen again.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
You will not live from hand to mouth.
Amen.
You will not live from hand to mouth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now, good. Malachi chapter number 1, please. There are a few scriptures that you see God pouring out His heart, the way He's doing here, and all that. Let's start the reading from verse 6. Malachi 1:6. Now look at it. It said, a son honoreth his father, and a servant is master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? Are you following me? You see, let me tell you this. This year, I made a vow with God. I just observed a few things. And I observed that it seems people, there are very few people who understand the blessing of God and also understand honor. So I said, everybody will be related with and dealt with at the level of their understanding. There's no such thing as, you are not following well. Whatever it is that is making you arrogant, once you see the insufficient nature of it, and now that there's something called covering, humility will dawn. But don't wait till the enemy launch you. Fatherhood is associated with honor. It's not just a title. So God is saying, if you say I'm your father, as a father I'm asking, where's my honor? There should be an honor that should be accorded to that office. And I'm not seeing it. That's what God was telling them here. If I be a master, where's my fear? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priest that despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised your name? Yes. He said, you offer polluted bread on my altar. And say, wherein have we polluted you? In that you say that the table of the Lord is contemptible. If ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? If ye offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to your governors now. Let me tell you this. You don't need revelation to know that first fruit is not actually the first money that enter your pocket in the year. It is actually the first month. But you are happy when it's small and it comes in early and say, this is it, let me quickly do it so when the rest come. It's darkened counsel. It's not like this thing is not known, but people say, let me say, I don't know. Because after all, they didn't say it. Or you know, you know. Do you understand? It's God speaking. So the things you are giving me, go and give it to your governor. Will they feel honored? You know what I notice? As I lift my honor to God, my level does not go down. Fact. It doesn't. Are you following what I'm saying here? He said, will he be pleased with you or accept your person? Says the Lord of hosts. This is God talking here. Look at verse 10. He said, who is it? Who is there amongst you that will shut the doors for nothing? So doors were shut against you. Say, but who shut doors for nothing? Say, neither do you kindle fire on my altar for nothing. Say, I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. You will not get to this level where God will look at you and say, keep your money. I was talking to the pastors yesterday. I think I was talking to you guys. I said there's a level in life that God will have you move. But if you don't move, a generation may move ahead of you. But there's an extreme part of it where God will not have you move anymore. Stay there. There's no point. It's over. Just be there. I will maintain you at this level. I'm telling you fact. Just that the grace to ever do it is gone. At one level is that people have gone, you didn't entitle the blessings. At another level, it just tells you stay. Say whatever it is then. Are you following what I'm saying? When that happens, you see that such a man can never have throwback. He's at the back. He can never. That's where he will be. 15 years ago is where he's still now. Supply has been cut off. These things are deep spiritual things. And sometimes there are windows or something open and then God says, see, don't just hear when God is saying, or hear when God is also instructing sacrifice. He just says, do this now. Plug in. We gathered ourselves. My spiritual father's birthday. Say, let's buy a car for him. Say, we're going to give 50,000. Now I look back. I didn't have the money. But I just want that man to be comfortable. I got steady. I said, God will provide. The car was not bought. The car was not bought. Somebody was just ranting. He said, yeah, how do you tell us to buy 50,000 in this economy? In this, he left the payout, so and so left. Ah, I was afraid. In fact, then I said, nobody should ever gather anybody to anything for me because I don't want people to be offended. But just a year later, I was able to do it. And that fellow who left, we don't know for how many years, that 50,000 may be what he will still be pursuing. It's an understanding. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is an understanding. I remember myself and my wife put some things together and sent it to him. He was crying. Over the phone. And he said, Pastor Femi Lazarus, you can never go down in life. This one is not the casual one. This one is the one you provoke. My biological father is not a man who just talk and is quick to bless. It has been provoked out countless number of times. Because when you associate, when you are called the right honor with the office of a father, either spiritual father, God as your father, your biological father, the blessings that is on that lips, shh. And it is by this force that we prosper. Go and check people who know how to hustle. Do you know how to hustle? People are struggling out there. The hardest working guys are the broke guys. But we just will not understand. So I ask people, they say, this is a covenant practice. You say, I can't do because this came up. Who will bless that thing that came up? Who will bless it? The one who said, do this. Is it that one is not aware that this will come up? What is his plan? You have missed discovering God at a level. Because you just will. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I stand here. If Jesus comes now, I speak from integrity of my heart. I do not want to. See, it is. I can decide and say, well, they don't understand. Let me speak to those who understand and just allow them. But I don't want to leave you ill-equipped. It's the fact. I can go on and share stuff with you. All right? He came from Lagos. He came from Benin. And I told my wife, I said, this guy is called that we're coming. Said, we know what this season means. All right? We spoke yesterday, did a few things. And I said to my wife, I said, they heard God. I said, they heard God. I said, but how come it took people who are far? Said they had God. Some things are seasonal. Your readiness later has no value if you have missed the season. I share this with you. Look up. I'm going to wrap it up here because I was telling one of my sons yesterday. I said, when you are around me, I don't talk deep matters. I said, it is a child that knows how to wash well their hands that will eat with elders. That's so whenever I see you around, I don't talk deep matters. And why? I look at the kind of status you upload. I'm not your father. So I know if I say this, you can go and put it there and say, thus says the Lord. But I said, when I see you, I don't communicate depth. You speak wisdom among them that are mature. One of the things that is standing Bishop Oyedepo out among Baba Adeboye's sons is that he knows Baba's covenant practice. He's the only son that keys into it. I'm going to leave it there. At this level, he and Baba Adeboye, there is not just father and son again, it's become friends. There's a level that sons become friends, and the ladder to it is honor. Because you know at that level they can't despise. So Jesus said, henceforth, I no longer call you servant, but I call you friends. So because a servant knoweth not the things of the master. It is at the level of friends that it starts coming freely from the bowels. The things that shift men are not the things you are heading here. Me, I know the secret. I don't know what you can do, so I just leave it there. I can tell you stories. Do you understand what I'm saying? Archbishop. When that bishop died, it was only Bishop Oyedepo that carried the ministry for years. Till they were strong enough to now begin to do all those things. You can't look at somebody's result and say it's coincidence. They know something. And check this man's honor to God. I'm just going to leave it there. Alright? So, understand. Number one, God is not broke. It is a privilege to give to Him. And when you do so, do it with an attitude of understanding. Are you following what I'm saying? And one of such things that we give is we offer the sacrifice of praise. Praise from the depth of our heart. Praise in from the depth of our heart. It cannot be done with trying to compose. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is done from a bowel. With loud noise, with singing, with dancing, with clapping, with clashing of cymbals. You lose your sense of importance when it comes to praising God. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, Jeremiah 30 verse 19. And the voice of them that make merry, that then I will multiply you and you will not be few, I will glorify you, you will not be small. So multiplication is the antidote to being few. Glorification is the antidote to being small. So when you are small, you are not glorified yet. But it says the way this will be provoked is when you praise me. And sometimes people lock themselves up and say this. Oh, I want to pray. I want to wait on God for this thing. The most lengthy part of that prayer must be you reminding God of what He has done in times past. Because I need to teach on how to master prayer. And I need to take that this year. The prayer that produces results. It's not blabbing. This is annual thanksgiving. Remove your crown. Fall flat. Give it to Him. In a way heaven and hell knows that somebody praising God. Do you understand what I'm saying? You want your journey to be fast. Master this thing, sir. Master it. And I beg you for the last time. I say this on behalf of the one who has sent me. Never give God an impression that He's a beggar. Never. It's better to keep your money. I call it peanuts. Alright? That's not a way to insult your offering. I call my own two peanuts. Because I speak about that in respect to what is to come or what God rewards. The size of a seed and the size of the harvest are not the same thing. Are you following what I'm saying here? Has someone been blessed this morning? Now, get up on your feet, everybody. Put your right hand on your chest. And say, God, help me to love you more. Now, go ahead and just communicate that. Go ahead and communicate that. Help me to love you more. In Jesus' name we're praying. Now let me say this to you. Alright? Never be that person that there is something lacking in the house of God or on His table. And the person God has placed it in His hands is you who is failing to release it. Never be that person. It's not a good place to be. There's something God wants to do. But He said, I place somebody's hands because He will not come down to do it Himself. But this thing cannot be done because the person has no what? Revelation. It means next time, God will not want His work to be delayed. You'll have to place it in somebody else's hand. Do you understand? Do you understand? It is a revelation. It's a revelation. Sometimes you don't get results because you don't have the heart. You've not seen it. It's not occurred to you. Yes, let me give. See, let me tell you something. If something happens that I don't know my tithe, I can't tell the tithe. I give 50%. I'm safer like that. See, just half it. I'm not going to be calculating back and say approximate to the nearest decimal. No. I'd rather approximate forward. Because I'm in love. It's not. Do you understand this? All right. Father, I ask this morning that our hearts are helped as your children. Say that amen as one who knows. Amen. And no one under the sound of my voice will be small. I ask, Father, that you progress this revelation in every heart. And you will help all your children. And every one of us will know how to honor you better. And give to you much more. In the name of Jesus. I ask that even as we give our thanksgiving offerings, dance and everything today, that we will not miss our rewards. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.